Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Way Too Frequently Asked Questions podcast. I'm Matt Barbieri from WIS, and I'm here today to talk to you about preferred stock. It's a question that I get from most early stage companies when they start evaluating a capital raise. This will usually be a little bit more advanced than the seed stage, but I've seen it before. And so it's something that you need to be knowledgeable about because it's going to be something that you're likely selling. So let's start by assuming a couple things. Number one, you'd be a C corporation selling preferred stock, and you're looking to go raise a preferred round of capital. And all that means is that to date, you've likely issued common stock or common stock options. And the common stock is just regular old common stock that you hold, the other founders hold, and the early employees or advisors own options to convert into regular old common stock. When you go out to raise capital, you're going to a new group of people who come in and they're putting money into your company at a time when it's generally very high risk. And they're going to look and they're going to say, listen, this is all well and good. And you guys got your common stock and that's perfect for you. But I'm a special kind of a guy or girl, and I'm going to need some preference items if I'm going to invest into your company. So those preference items are going to be what are going to funnel into my investment, which is going to be into preferred stock. And what that means is that I'm going to have a couple things that make my stock a little bit different than your stock. Now, something that's I want to make very clear at the outset, the percentages don't change. So meaning you still only got 100% of the company to get rid of by way of common stock or preferred stock. The sum of the common stock and the preferred stock will always add up to 100%, we hope. And so the preferred stock by way of capital table ownership is just another share within the company. But what separates it is, if I use the scenario that I'm coming in and I'm going to invest in your company, I want the following preference. So, hey, Matt, love your company, interested in putting some money in. I'm going to put $1.5 million into the company. And my first preference is that when this thing gets good and we're going to exit someday, the first $1.5 million that comes out of this company goes directly to me. And then I'm willing to share with the common people, the common shareholders. So that's an example of what creates a preferred stock. Now, there's literally an unlimited amount of things that can be added as preference items to preferred stock. There's potential interest rates, mandatory dividends, loads of things. But the most common is going to be that liquidation preference, which means upon a liquidation, I have a preference above everybody else to get my money out first to some extent, and then I share with everybody else. So in the case that I used, it's an A round, $1.5 million. I've got what I would call in this case a 1x liquidation preference, which means for the $1.5 million that I put in, I get $1.5 million back out. Now you could see things, and it all depends on the facts and circumstances of the raise and the risks surrounding the raise, where I come in and I say, I need a 2x liquidation preference. So I need 2x my money back before anybody else. So you common guys come and share, but not until, in this case, I get $3 million out. And that's my preference. And as the founder of the company, there's a term that you're going to get familiar with, most likely, and that's called your preferred overhang. And so in the case that I just described, your preferred overhang is either $1.5 million in the 1x liquidation or $3 million in the 2x liquidation. And let's say things are going well, and we're successful, and we want to go raise the B round, and we're going to go raise, you know, $20 million, $30 million. The question that the B preference people are going to ask is, what's your overhang? And they're going to say, you know, you're going to say 1.5 or 3 million, depending on which one. They're going to say, cool, we're giving you, you know, our $30 million, but let's not talk about our preference items, because that guy, you know, you got your common stock, you and the founders and your guys and your internal employees. And then you got these other people that have preferred A, but I'm special, I'm new. And so I'm going to create a new class of stock called preferred B. And as you can imagine, the preferred B is going to have terms that are a little bit sweeter than the A. And so I'm going to negotiate, and every deal is so different. I can't really give you a common theme here, but it may be that I'm going to get 1.5 times my money out if the first round is getting one times. I may get an interest rate. I may get a guaranteed dividend. There's a multitude of things that I can do as the B investor to sweeten up my pot. But at the end of the day, what I really wanted to impress upon you here is that preferred stock functions the exact same way as common stock, but it's got a couple of preference items to it that make it just a little bit different. And if there's one thing that I can leave you with, is it is your job and your duty to truly understand those preference items that make it different, to make sure that you're doing your job as the person charged with running the company, to ensure that there's not something in there that's so unique you don't understand it, or it could be potentially detrimental to the company more so than you had anticipated. So I hope that addresses the topic of preferred stock a bit. Again, it's something that shows up all the time. I know people must be afraid to ask about it, or it wouldn't show up on my desk so often. If you have a specific circumstance that you're concerned about and you want to talk about it, please feel free to reach out to me, mbarbieri@wist.com, and we can talk more. As always, thanks for listening.